Sorry, I'm get distracted with the Zoom. Nachama, one is in the chet of Bitl Torah Keneged Yehuda, and one is the chet of Sinas Chinam, which is Keneged Yisrael. So that's the two averis, which is the two elements, two components of Klal Yisrael. So even though we are Am Echad, but we have two branches, Yehuda and Yisrael, and we differ in our chetoyim during Bayis Sheni. We explained that that's Pranamayim Chazal and Sanhedrin Tzadichesim Mebeis. What can a person do to spare himself from the chevelo shel Mashiach? And the answer was Yasoik b'Torah b'Gemilas Chasadim. Why punt these two things, Limud HaTorah and Gemilas Chasadim? Is because the shorish of this galus is Bitul Torah in the Sfina. Memela, the tikkun to this galus is going to have to be the opposite of that, which is Limud HaTorah keneged Bitul Torah, and Gemilas Chasadim is keneged Sinas Chinam. Memela, if we learn Torah, we're Oisik b'Torah, and we have Gemilas Chasadim, it's Mesakin the Shrashei, the Chetoyim of our last Galus. Memela, we're Zeicha to Gula, we're Zeicha to be spared from Chavlus Shom Mashiach, Mi Yitzhashem. Now I want to take it to the next level, Rabbi. I said there's going to be another floor on this binyan. We're not going to finish it today. But we're going to take it to another level and be able to get higher up. And like I said, these vadim at the each one, each component in and of itself has a message. But at the end, when we have the totality of the whole series of vadim, then we see the takeaway that we could have. So just we have two components, Yehuda and Yisrael. The Medrash in Tehillim says the following. It's in Kapitel Vav. Arba Galias Shein Shmoina Malchias. There are four exiles, but they really are comprised of eight different kingdoms. Eight different Malchias are in these four Galias. Bavel and Kasdim was in the first Galus. Madai and Paras was the second Galus. Yavin and Moikdin was the third Galus. And finally, Yishmael and Edom is our fourth Galus. So even though the Velt says there are four Galias, but really, there are eight Malchias in each in the four Galias, because each Galias is comprised of two Malchias. And this answers up the Kash of the Kadmonim. They ask, how come in the Nevuah of Daniel we don't find Yishmael? Yishmael was so destructive. They were so disturbing for Klal Yisrael. They tormented Klal Yisrael throughout this final Galus for the last close to 2,000 years. How come Daniel wasn't referring to Yishmael? How come he's left out? And L'chaim, like this Medrash, we can answer is because it didn't leave it out. It mentioned Esav, and this Galus is a hybrid. It's combined of Esav together with Yishmael, because every Galus is a hybrid. You have Bavel and Kasdim, and you have Yavin and Moikdan. You have Paras and Modeh, which is the second one. Actually, I went out of order. And Yavin and Mekdin is the third. And then finally, you have Edom and Yishmael is this fourth Galus. There's another Medrash like that as well. There's a Medrash in Medrash Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Ches. It's on the Pasuk Afafuni. So the Medrash describes, it's like a woman who's sewing together a garment of chutin kfulin. These chutin, the threads are woven, a double thread woven together, and with that she weaves a garment. And the Medrash continues that the reason why the Lashon HaPasuk is doubled over, the Lashon is Chevli Mavis, Nachle Belial, Chevli Shol, Kadmonim Makshi Mavis, is because Lamanich Palais, why they doubled over, why is it plural? Keneg and Malchias, because it's a going against the Malchias, the exiles, Shein Kfulis, because the exiles are also Kfulis. And the Medrash continues and explains, like we just said, Bavel and Kasdim is the first, and Madai Uparis is the second, Yavin and Mekdin is the third, and finally we have Yishmael and Edom, which is the fourth. So we see Rabbi says a Gevaldike Yisoid, is that not only is Klal Yisrael doubled over, Klal Yisrael is comprised of two components, Yud and Yisrael. But now we learn that really all four Galias were hybrids. Each Galus had two Malchias in each Galus. And one could wonder, why do we have to be subjected to two Malchias per Galus? Why can't we have just one Malchias per Galus? Why do we need two? Bad enough we have one. We need to have two Malchus in each Galus. And the answer, I believe, is Pashit, is because since Klal Yisrael is comprised of a hybrid, Yudin Yisrael, so then we need Galus that have in it also a hybrid. One nation will go against Yehuda, and one nation will go against Israel. And Memela, we have in each Golas, you have Babel and Kasdim, and you have Yavin and Moikdan, you have Paras and Madai. Each one went against Yehuda, and one went against Israel. And finally, in our Golas, you have Edom and Yishmael. One is against Yehuda, and one is against Israel. Now, in the first three Galias, they had the same Chatoyim. So the Bechinas of the first three Galias, the Malchias, were similar. We don't really see much of a Chilek between Bavel and Kasdim, or for that matter, Paras and Madai, or for that matter, Yavin or Maidan. When it comes to this fourth Galias, where the Shroshia Chatoyim are different, where one did a Chet of Bito Torah and one did a Chet of Sinas Chinam, so now we see two nations that act totally different than one another. They're not joint forces. Yishmael and Esav also have problems with one another. One is Christianity, one is Islam. They don't work together. And we're subject to both of them because we need the Bechina of Yishmael connected Yehuda, and we need the Bechina of Esav connected Yisrael. And last time, some of the Olam was bothered by, so what do you mean that we have Yehudin Yisrael going into the Galias? What do you mean? We know that Seres HaShvatim were Niglon, that they're gone. We don't even know where they are. And we only have left is Yehudin Binyamin. So just to dispel that notion, the many Chazal that are not like that. The Gemara in Hori is Navava Meravas Mavur, that the time of the Churban Abayis Rishon, we had all 12 Shvatim. And then for when we came back by Abayis Sheni, we brought Karbonis for the Chatoim, for all 12 Shvatim of Aveda Zara. We have all 12 Shvatim. That's clear. We still have all 12 Shvatim. So we've all like that in the Rashi in Yirmiyo, Perek Nun Beis Kav Ches. It's clear. It's many rayas to this, that Avada, we still have today 12 Shvatim. If you want, we could talk about Gemara's, Gemara Rabbi Yochanan on Brachas Daf Kav Amir Aleph. Anom Mizar de Yosef Kasino. What do you mean? I thought Yosef was one of the Aser Shvatim. So how could your Rabbi Yochanan be around? We have a Gemara in Psachim Dabdala Roman Aleph. It's a person who says Duni Dini. The Gemara says he must be. That he comes from Don, and then he wanted to be at Kef Yamos. The Gemara says must be. He comes from Zulin. What do you mean Zulin Don? And they're not around. The Gemara says they are around. We are a combination of Avada 12 Shvatim. I the Aser Shvatim Golub. So what does that mean? How do we still have 12 Shvatim left? So the Gemara Megillah, Yudalad Mabei, says that Yirmiyahu was Hegziron Bishnas Yud Ches LeYoshio. Yirmiyahu brought back that Seres HaShvatim, or at least a chelik of them, he brought them back. So yes, we have a representation in Klal Yisrael today of all 12 Shvatim. Also, it's Mavu in the Sfarim that Bishas Techur Ben Abayis Rishin, Bishas the Churbanis that were going on, the exiles then, many of the Shvatim escaped, some of them escaped, and they fled to Yushalayim as a haven. So even though Yushalayim is primarily Yehudim Binyamin, but there was a representation of all the other Aseres HaShvatim that fled and went to Yehudim Binyamin, went to the area of Yushalayim to save themselves. So it's clearly we have today all 12 Shvatim. It's again, there's two chalakim, Yehudin Yisrael, and Yehudin Yisrael has to be subjected to a dual malchus, to a dual galus, a hybrid, because since Klal Yisrael is a hybrid, the Shibud HaGalus also has to be a hybrid. Baruch Shem, yeftu I found is the Mufusha Gra. You can look it up in Shir HaShirim, the beginning of Perek Zayin. On the Pasuk, Shuvi Shuvi HaShulamis, the guy wants to know the double lashon. Shuvi, shuvi, shalom is come back to Yushalayim. Come back to Yushalayim. What do you need two comebacks for? What's the shuvi, shuvi? Zok the goyin, him neged beiz umis. We need a dual shuvi because you need two umis to return. Who are the two umis? And who are we trying to be redeemed from, to be freed from? Zok the goyin, because in the goal is, the umas hanechleku le'esav and Yishmael. So that's a hybrid. That's a dual galus. Ukenegdom is Yehuda v'Yisrael. Klal Yisrael also has a hybrid, and that's Yehuda and Yisrael. So you see clearly in the Goyin that, yes, we have a shuvi-shuvi, both Yehud and Yisrael have to come back, and both have to be freed from the clutches of the exile. And whose clutches are we in, Rachman Lelathlan? A hybrid also, Yishmael and Esav. Yishmael is keneged Yehuda, and Esav is keneged Yisrael. Now let's go into that, and let's explain why is Yishmael keneged Yehuda, and why is Esav keneged Yisrael. When we know in Chazal that Yishmael is like a chamor, Am ha'doim el chamor, and Esav is like a shor. And you will find that in many places in Chazal, that the chamor is a mashal for Yishmael, and a shor is the mashal for Esav. The chamor is the avi avos ha'toma, and the shor is the avi avos of Nezikin. So you have two different nekudas here, toma and hezek. Both are terrible, but it's two different angles. Yishmael, who represents Tuma, baseness, he represents Tuma, so he's going to go against Yehuda, because the chet of Yehuda was Bittul Torah. So he's going to go against Torah. So Memela Yehuda is subjected to the Malchus of Yishmael. You were chayte in Bittul Torah, so for the tikkun, we're going to subject you to a malchus that's the antithesis of Torah, the opposite of Torah. That is tumah. Esav, which is nizikin, is keneged sinas chinam. You, the chelik of aseres hashvatim, you klal Yisrael, did the chet of sinas chinam. So memela, you're going to be subject to a nation that has sinas chinam, that has nizikin. And that's Esav, ki yiduhu, she'esav sinas Yaakov. We know that. It's Esav is sinna. Esav is against sinas chinam. Esav is nezikin. Memela, Esav is keneged the chet of sinas chinam, which means keneged Yisrael. And Yishmael is keneged the chet of Bittul Torah, which means keneged Yehuda. Let me share with you a Gemara that brings this out a bit. The Gemara is in Psachim, Memtesim Ebeis. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kishayisi am haaretz, when I used to be in am haaretz, amarti, I said, mi yiten li Talmud Chacham, who could hand me over Talmud Chacham? Then shechenu kechamor, and I'll bite him like a donkey. Amru loy Talmidav, Rabbi, emo kekelev, why are you saying something so drastic like a chamor? Just say that you would have bit him like a dog. Why do you have to bite him like a chamor? Amalahen, a chamor does a much stronger job. It breaks the Talmud Chacham and Gansen. It's noishik v'shoyve etzem. V'zeh, the kelev, however, is noishik, it bites, but it's v'einu shoyve etzem. The damage that a chamor inflicts is a much greater damage than the damage that a kelev inflicts. And the Gemara is trying to find a mushal of an animal that is against Torah, against a Talmud Chacham, and the Shechenu kechamar, I'll bite the Talmud Chacham like a chamar. You see, the Gemara chose a chamar because chamar of all the animals is the most antithesis, the opposite of a Talmud Chacham, is the opposite of Torah. The Maral in the Be'er HaGoyla explains this, and he says that something that's chomri, something that's base, is misnaged l'tamu chacham, because mitzad achamri ein mitzias klal eldova habulti chamri. Something that's magushim, something that's base, does not allow for something that's not base. That doesn't allow for something that's spiritual. L'tamu chacham is mechus, is a ruchni, and a chamri is the opposite of a ruchni. Memela chamor is what goes against l'tamu chacham. Yishmol's the chamor, and memela Yishmol's what goes against Torah. It goes against Torah. Memela it was tailor made for the chet of Bittul Torah of Yehuda. Mashen kein Esav, which is sinas chinam, which is biyadua sheesav sinas Yaakov, that went against the chet of Yisrael, which is sinas chinam. I want to share with you something fascinating, an observation. Everyone knows this Yeshalmi. It's actually in Medrash as well. Kol dar, she'ain beis hamikdash nivne biyamav, malin olav kilu hu hechrimay. If we want to know who's to be blamed for the churban of beis hamikdash, it's not the dar that lived 1900 years ago. It's our dar. Our dar is to be blamed. Every dar is to be blamed. Because if there's a dar that doesn't have the beis hamikdash right now, means right now we're to be blamed. It's our chatayim that are perpetuating the churban habayis. So let me ask you a question, Rabbi Isai. Right now we're in Golis, and there's a churban habayis. If I ask you which nation is being machriv the bayis today, which nation is being shoylit on the Beis HaMikdash today? And the answer is really, if you think about it, it's two nations. The Mokam HaMikdash, which is in Yerushalayim, the Mokam HaMikdash, right now there are Arabs there. It's controlled by Arabs. The Israeli government even doesn't even control it. They gave it over to a certain degree to the Arabs. It's being controlled by Arabs. So Yishmael is being shalit right now. It's being machriv right now, the Makom HaMikdash. Whereas when you talk about the Klei HaMikdash, who's being shalit right now on the Klei HaMikdash? The Klei HaMikdash, the Gemara says in Kama Mekoimis, in Yuma, Megillah, and other places, the Klei HaMikdash went to Rome. That's Esav. So as we speak right now, the Mokum HaMikdash is under the sovereignty, Rachmana Litzlan, of Yishmael, and the Klei HaMikdash is under the sovereignty of Esav, of Rome. So right now, Yishmael is being machriv the Mokum HaMikdash, and Esav is being machriv the Klei HaMikdash. Now, it makes a lot of sense, because the Mokum HaMikdash belonged to whom? To Yehuda and Binyamin. The Gemara says that Yehuda and Binyamin shared the Mokum HaMikdash till the Mizbeach, from the Mizbeach on all, there was a Ritzu HaYotzos. The Mokum HaMikdash is Yehuda and Binyamin. Their chet in Bayis Sheni was Birtul Torah. So who's going to be shoylit on their Mokum? Their chelik in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Yishmael, because Yishmael is connected to Yehuda. Yishmael's tumah is connected to Birtul Torah. Mashen came, the Klei HaMikdash was belonged to the Ganz Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe was belonged to Yisrael. So who's going to be Shoylet on the Klei HaMikdash? That's going to be Esav. So today the Klei HaMikdash is in Rome. But even though we see a practical nafkamina, we see for the last close to 2,000 years that Yishmael had the sovereignty over the Mokum HaMikdash, and Rome, Esav, has the sovereignty over the Klei HaMikdash. And that's because the Mokum HaMikdash is Yehuda and Binyamin, and the Klei HaMikdash is Yisrael. And Yishmael is against Yehuda and Binyamin, and Esav is keneged Yisrael. You can plug it into a slichus that we say. I know sometimes we say the slichus so quickly that we don't even concentrate. But the slichus says the following. In Tzim Gedalia, the slichus says, Ha'esh v'hamayim hazeidonim shetafunu bedolkam. The fire and the mayim hazeidonim shetafunu overwhelmed us, washed us away bedolkam in their fire, in their haste. Ubasasu migdash, ubasasu chelkam. They destroyed the Makom HaMikdash, ubasasu chelkam, and they looted the Klei HaMikdash. Notice it starts of a he'esh v'mayim hazeidonim. Kiyudua, esh is Esav, and mayim hazeidonim is Yishmael. That's what the Sfarim say. So therefore it says, ubasu mikdash, ubasu chokam, because the du chalakim. Yishmael went against the mikdash, and the Esav went against the Klei HaMikdash, ubasu chokam. So he'esh v'mayim hazeidonim, shatufunu b'dokam, one did ubasu mikdash, and one did ubasu chokam. It's Yishmael is against the Makom HaMikdash, and it's Esav is against the Klei HaMikdash. And it's very meduic like that in the pasuk as well. Everyone knows this pasuk. It's brought down in Nedarim. Bali Musa have countlessly repeated this pasuk, but it says like this: Mi yoish achokim v'yoven ezois, she'ed dibe pi Hashem ilov, ve'yagido amma of the ha'aretz ve'im Hashem al ozom es tirasi, which the Zohar says, we mentioned it last time, that it's referring to the last galus, the fourth galus. And they were in this, they went into Galus al Bittul Torah, al Ozmes Terasi. And we explained that Bittul Torah was the Chet of Yehud and Binyamin. Notice the Meduyik of the Pasuk, Amma of the Haaretz. Doesn't it say Amma was the base of Mikdash destroyed and the clay of Mikdash taken? It's Amma of the Haaretz. We're focusing on the Oretz Bechin of the Beis HaMikdash. The land of the Beis HaMikdash, Ma of the Haaretz. Why was the land lost? The land was lost because Al Ozmes is Terasi, because of Bittul Torah. Because that was Yehuda and Binyamin's Chet. And that was their Chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, was the Makom, was the Oretz. So Amma of the Haaretz, Al Ozmes is Terasi. But on the clay of Mikdash, that's not Al Bittul Torah. The clay of Mikdash is because of sin and skinam. And with this rabbi, so we could explain why Klal Yisrael needs two Mashiachs. There's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Have you ever wondered why we need two? One Mashiach can't do the trick. I mean, if one Mashiach could take on the nation, don't you think if two could take on everyone, don't you think one could take on everyone? Like, what's Pshat? Why do we need two separate Mashiachs for? And the answer is Pashit, because Mashiach ben Yosef has to be Goyel the Chelek of Yosef, the Chelek of Yisrael, has to be Mesakin the Chet of Sinas Chinam to allow for a Gula for Yisrael. Mashiach ben David has to be Goyel the Chelek of Yehuda, David's from Yehuda, has to be Goyel the Chelek of Yehuda. Then he has to be Mesakin the Chet of Bittul Torah and to allow for a Gula. So we need two components. Klal Yisrael is composed of two components, Yehuda and Israel. They're subjected to a dual galus of two components of Yishmael and Esav. Memela, they need two Mashiachs, namely Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, because one is against Yehuda, and one is for Yehuda, and one is for Israel. One is against Yishmael, and one is against Esav. As I mentioned in the Goyin, a number of other svarim, is that's why we need two Mashiachs. Now, Mashiach ben David, we know, comes from Yehuda. He is to be Mesakin Yehuda, and he goes against the Klip of Yishmael. And notice what the Pasuk says by Mashiach ben David. Ani b'roichav al chamor. Because he's going against the chamor. He's going against Yishmael. That means he's roichav al chamor, means he's shoylit on the bechinas of Yishmael, and he's Mesakin the bechinas of Yishmael to allow for a geula. We know the Yishmael is the Chamar, Am Adam el Chamar. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Lazan, Chof Ches, says, Elu b'nei Yishmael she'aleihem ben David Yitzmach. On Yishmael will be a ben David. Ben David is on Yishmael. Whereas Mashiach ben Yosef is to be Mesakein, the Chet of Aseres HaShvatim of Klal Yisrael, which means he has to be Goyel from the Chelek of Esav. And that's why the Pasuk says in Avadyo, Ubeis Yosef lehava, Ubeis Esav lekash. Rashi brings it down on Chumash, is that what goes against Esav is Yosef. Yosef is the lehava that's going to consume the kash of Esav. Yosef is connected Esav, and Yehud is connected Yishmael. So Mashiach ben David is connected Yishmael, and Mashiach ben Yosef is connected Esav. And now we can understand the Medrash Tanchuma. Many Midrashim say this, but it says in the Pasuk, Meshalchi Regel Hashar V'chamor. So the Medrash says like this, Meshalchi Regel Hashar Zeh Mashiach Ben Yosef Shenimshal Lashar. As the Pasuk says, Bechor Sharei Hadolai. V'chamor Zeh Mashiach Ben David, which goes against Chamor, like it says, Ani V'reichav Al-Chamor. So Mashiach ben Yosef's bechina itself is a shor, bechor sharei hadolai. So it goes against the bechina of Esav, which is shor. Mashiach ben David is Yehuda, and what does the pasuk say by Yehuda? Oisri legefen iroi. What's an iroi? A chamar. So Yehuda is the chamar, It goes against the Chamorah of Yishmael. Yehud is against Yishmael, and Yosef is against Esav. Zelumas ze os Elokim. A shard the kedusha of Yosef is against the shard the stam of Esav, and the chamor the kedusha of Yehuda is against the chamor the stam of Yishmael. Zelu umaze shor keneged shor and chamor keneged chamor. I want to theorize with an observation. I'll let the Olam go, but I think it's an important observation that might tell us something about ourselves. Historically, the Bnei Ashkenaz were exiled in lands that were controlled by Esav, by Rome and the like. And historically, the Sfardim were exiled in Arab lands. Look back, the last 1900 years, we were the Sfardim and we were the Ashkenazim. They were in two different countries, many different countries, different continents. The Sfardim Beder Klal were in Arab countries, and the Ashkenazim Beder Klal were in the, call it the Christian countries, the Esav type of countries, Edom countries. And that stems to what we're saying, because it will come out then that since in this last Golas we had different Chatoim, and we have to be subject to different Malchias, and Yehuda has to be subject to Yishmael, and Yosef, Aseres HaShvatim, have to be subject to Esav, then we're going to have to find ourselves under different sovereignties, under different Malchias. Memela, that will teach us, Rabbi Isai, so who are the Sfardim and who are the Ashkenazim? The Sfardim are Yehuda, and Ashkenazim is Yosef, or the Aseres HaShvatim. The Sfardim come from Yudim Binyamin, and their chet was Bittul Torah, so therefore they had to be subject to Yishmael, which is Keneged Bittul Torah, so therefore they had to be subject to the lands of Arabic lands. Mashenkein, Bnei Ashkenaz, Kishmoy Kenu, the Bnei Ashkenaz are going to be subject in the lands of Ashkenaz in Edoim. Why? Because they come from the Aseres HaShvatim. Their chet was Sinas Chinam, so they have to be subject to the Sino, the Nezikin of Esav. That's the Shor Keneged Shor and the Chamor Keneged Chamor. And this played itself out in a very boilitic way during World War II. 6 million Yidden were wiped out, Rachmanu Litzlan. How many of them were Ashkenazim and how many of them were Sfardim? Anyone ever learn history? There were 6,000 Sfardim killed and the other 6 million are Ashkenazim. Does that tell you something? That the whole World War II, which is Germany, Kiyadua, Reb Chaim Volozhin already said, that's Edoim, Amalek, Edoim, they went against Ashkenaz. They wiped out 6 million Bnei Ashkenaz. And Kamat, there was not a Sephardi killed. They came out unscathed. Mamish completely, because their Golis is not Esav. Their Golis is Yishmael. They have their own Pekala Tzaras from the Arabic countries. But they don't have a Tzara from Germany. They don't have a Tzara from Esav and Edom, because they're a different set. They are subject to Yishmael, because they did the Chet of Bittul Torah, so therefore they're subject to the Golis of Bittul Torah, which is Yishmael. The Aseres HaShvatim did the Chet of Sinas Chinam, so therefore they're subject to the Germans, to Bnei Esav, Edoim, because that is Sinas Chinam. And historically, that plays itself out as well. Have you noticed that there are exceptions to every rule, but look back and see that much of the Torah institutions in Klal Yisrael are Ashkenaz. Look at now, in the last 200 years. The Sfaradim institutions of Torah are very schwach, and the ones that are strong are only because they were influenced by the Bnei Ashkenaz, by the Litvisha. I could quote a numerous Sfaradi Gedolim who say that if you want to learn, you got to learn from an Ashkenaz, from a Litvisha. Means the Torah excelled in the Aseres HaShvatim, because that was never their chet. Their chet was Sinas Chinam. They were never sinned in Bittul Torah. Memela, they thrived in Torah institutions. And Li'i de Gisa, the Sfardim, although they were Shvach in Torah, but they were so much more developed in Chesed. They were so much more developed in camaraderie and together in Kehillas. Because their chet was never sin eschinam. Their chet was bittul Torah. So they always had the institutions of chesed throughout. They were shvach in bittul Torah because that was their chet of this galus. So Bnei Esav went against Yisrael, and Yishmael goes against the Sfardim, which is Bnei Yehuda. Now I'm saying something very bold, and I agree. It's like off the charts. I just was mechadish. I was mechadish. I think I proved it to you, but I was mechadish that okay, we are from the Tzeres HaShvatim, and the Sfardim are from Bnei Yehuda. So I understand, but I want to show you that it's really a mefusha pasuk. That everyone here has lain this pasuk countless times already, and you just did it maybe a month or two ago, and it's a haftarah that we lain. I believe it's in Parshas Vayeshev. And the pasuk says like this, Navadya. V'galus heichal hazeh levnei Yisrael, asher knanim ad Tsarfas, v'galus Yerushalayim ad asher besfarad. And the Mefarshim explained on the spot, don't trust me, on the spot. V'galus heichal hazeh levnei Yisrael, who are we referring to? The chelik of Yisrael, the chelik of the Aseres HaShvatim. And where did they go? Asher knanim. That means they went to Arotz Ashkenaz, that's what the Mefarshim say, Vitzarf Ad Tzarfas, which is France. So we're talking about the German and French lands. That's where the Golas of Yisro went. And where did the Golas of Yushalayim go, which is Yehudim and Yamin? Asher Sfarad. They went to Sfarad. Rabbi said, it's a Fusha Pasuk, that the Aseres HaShvatim went to Ashkenaz Vitzarfas. And you, the Yushalayim, which is Yehudim ben Yamin, they went to Sfarad. And they Dafka went separately because they did different katayim. So they had to have different galis. So the Aseres HaShvatim has one type of galis, and the Bnei Sfarad, Yehuda, has a different type of galis, has Yishmael. That's the Yisoid I want to lay down, Rabbi Say. Melina, the next time we're going to take it to the next level. But at least, hopefully, we got a better idea of our Golias, the two components of our Golias. Really, Golias was comprised of two components, Yud and Yisrael, and we have distinct Golias. Unlike Bayis Rishon, that the three Golias were the same in the same place with the same Klal Yisrael together, subject to a joint, yes, hibernations of, let's say, Bavel and Kasdim and Paros HaMadai and Yavam Moiten, but they were together. Paros HaMadai, the Gemara said, they exchanged reign. If he was the Melech, they were the officers, if he was the officers, then they were the Melech. They worked together, they worked in tandem. Whereas this Golis is different, because this Golis, we have different Kataim, so we have totally different types of Bechinas of nations, and they do not work together. And therefore, the Golis also has to translate like that. The Beis HaMikdash, the Churban, the Eretz of the Beis HaMikdash, Ma'ov the Ha'aretz is under Yishmael's Shlita, and the Klei HaMikdash is under Esav Shlita. And Memela also, Kleis have found themselves in different countries, Bnei Sfarad in the Arabic lands, and Bnei Ashkenaz in Ashkenaz lands, Bnei Yisrael under Ashkenaz and Tzarfat lands. And believe that the Rabbi said the next time we'll hopefully take it to the next level. Shkoyach for listening.
The first four.
Sorry?
Something in is after the first korban or the second korban?
The pasuk Avadya, oh, that's a good shaila. I don't know. I would guess that it's probably by the first korban, but I can't tell you for sure.
So it's not a riot that the goals that we're in today.
No, because historically you go back, you know that they were already there in those lands and they were separated. And the Bnei Sfarad, a lot, like we have a Kabbalah that some of them didn't even come back, like Taman, whatever, they didn't even come back. But it's separate. And it's also just still shows you the Bechinas of it. Now I'm going to share with you one more Nukudah, Rabbi. So I'll share you with another. You could see these Bechinas. Just, you get it. I'm going to show it to you in so many different ways, but here's one more way, and I'll let you go. Anyone who wants to leave can leave. But the Or Gedayom, Parshas Vayigash, here's a whole mayim of the difference between Yehuda and Yosef. And I'm going to just take out the punch, the nekuda. And he says that Yehuda and Yosef are different bechinas, and they were not shava zu lazu at all. Yehuda's bechina was his lev and his hergish, his heart and his emotion. And Yosef's bechina was his moach and his seichel. If you had to summarize right now, what's the difference between an Ashkenaz and a Sephardi? What would you say? An Ashkenaz is moach and seichel, Torah, education, however you want to talk about it. And what's the Sephardim? They're tmimis, they're lev, they're hergeshim, mesarati belev. They have a muna in the lev, even if lav dafka they're practicing. It's a whole different mitzvah. They are lev vehergish, and we are moach veseichel. That's the mitzvah advar. It's two different elements, because one's Yehuda and one's Yisrael. Another raya to this part. All right, Rabbi Singh. That's welcome. Good.
So that's
the same thing. That's the same thing. The Torah is break of Al Kamar and the Kalami. Good.
Nowadays everything's mixed up. Nowadays everything's mixed up.
That's going to be the next bad. Believe that. All right. Hatzlocha. Called. Called.